2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit in belief of the truth. So here again we see God from the very beginning chose salvation. From the very beginning. Isn't that what we saw in the picture of Jonah and the picture in the book of John? It is God. You know, even we cannot even believe in Christ unless God grants us to believe in Him. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ. It is given, for unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but also to suffer for the sake of Christ. For the sake. So here he says, not only suffering, but also it is granted on behalf of Christ, even to believe in His name. Believing in Christ means not just, if you ask today a lot of people, do you believe in Christ? Of course, 90% will say yes, they will believe in Christ. The word believing is trusting in Christ, loving Christ, following Christ, surrendering to Christ, being obedient to Christ's word, or living on Christ. That is the word believe means. God gives this believing in Christ to the elect only. The elect are saved by the grace of God. Once the elect, when they come to God, it doesn't mean that they will not sin anymore. They, of course, then in the book of 1 John, we got to take it out. All right? So if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We can confess our sins. So here, elect also, when we are regenerated, when we are born again, still we are living in our flesh, still there's a war, still there's an enemy, and we do fall into sin. But praise the Lord for Christ Jesus. In His name, we can ask forgiveness. We can confess sins. That is the greatest thing. And of course, you know, there are a lot of other scriptures that say, like 2 Timothy 1:9, it says that, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, not according to, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given in Christ before the world began. And so here there are a lot of scriptures, there are so many scriptures that shows that man, there's no way that man can attain salvation or man can have any cooperation in salvation. Ephesians 1:4, as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blameless before Him in love. So if you're truly chosen from God, and if you're truly a Christian, you will live a holy life before Him. Okay? We are not saying that you are, now you believe in Christ, you can do anything you want to. That you go to heaven. That doesn't say that in this scripture. So it says here, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world that He should be holy and without blame before Him in love. So, who deserves salvation? Absolutely no one. We all deserve hell. We all have sinned against God. We all have done wicked things before God. And we all deserve punishment. And if we are saved, then of course we have to come to the conclusion, when we get saved, it's not us, we deserve punishment and we deserve hell, then we are saved only by God's grace. That's why Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace you are being saved through faith, not of yourself; it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." People in Nineveh, they could not boast for their salvation. Neither Jonah could boast that he was the one who gave salvation, that it was his will that he went, and it was his commitment, and it was his obedience. He could not boast either. So Armenians will say salvation is of the will of the flesh, but I'll tell you, in heaven we don't see it. Right? In heaven we don't see it. Because Revelation chapter 5 verse 13 says, Revelation 5:13, "And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever." There's no man involved there. Man won't get absolutely nothing. Salvation is not of the flesh. It's not the human will. Absolutely not. We have Romans chapter 5 says we are powerless, without strength, enemies of God. And it's a good picture what we see is the book of Jonah. We can see the power of God in salvation. The power of God. Wow. Amazing. That power of God, Jesus presented that, showed that, the power of God in the book of John. Chapter 6, verse 37, 6:44, Jesus shows this power of God that no one can come to the Father unless the Father draws first. And once they come, they will be never be lost again. No one can snatch those people from the hand of Christ. Because in Christ, we have that security. Wow. So what do we see here? Salvation. God, in His sovereign power, we see salvation is of God alone. Absolutely nothing we can get anything credit for us. We are going to continue next week, so let's pray. Father, we praise you, we thank you, Lord, for this short time.